Here are the highs, lows, and available precipitation amounts during the past 24 hours, ending at 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time for selected locations. The Dodge City Airport, the high temperature was 99 degrees, the low was 69, southeast edge of Medicine Lodge, the high temperature was 102 degrees, the low was 71, center of Coldwater, the high temperature was 97 degrees, the low was 72, Greensburg, the high temperature was 97 degrees, the low was 69. You are listening to NOAA, All Hazards Radio Station WNG534. We are broadcasting from the National Weather Service in Dodge City. This weather radio program is made possible from joint efforts from the Kansas Division of Emergency Management and the counties of Pratt, Edwards, Kiowa, Comanche, and Stafford. Follow the National Weather Service on the web at www.noaa.gov/ddc. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Here is the forecast. Today, sunny. Highs around 101. South winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity is falling to 25%. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, shifting to the north 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. Relative humidity is increasing to around 95%. Saturday, not as warm. Partly sunny with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity is falling to 50%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. North winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny. A 50% chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Highs in the mid-80s. Northeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night through Tuesday, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Highs in the upper 80s. Tuesday night through Wednesday night, clear. Lows around 60. Highs in the upper 80s. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. What? Dangerously hot conditions with heat index values up to 105. Ware, Ellis, Rush, Pawnee, Stafford, Pratt, and Barber counties. When? Until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening. Impacts, extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. What? Dangerously hot conditions with heat index values between 105 and 110. Where? Across central and south central Kansas. When? Until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time Friday. Impacts, extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. At 10 a.m. in Pratt, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 90 degrees, and the dew point was 59, making the relative humidity 35%. The barometric pressure was 30.03 inches and steady. At Medicine Lodge, the temperature was 84 degrees, and the dew point was 67, making the relative humidity 56%. The wind was south at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 30.01 inches and steady. At Hutchinson, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 89 degrees, and the dew point was 66, making the relative humidity 46%. The wind was southwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 30.00 inches and steady. At Dodge City, it was sunny. The temperature was 88 degrees, and the dew point was 57, making the relative humidity 34%. The wind was south at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 30.04 inches and steady. It was sunny, with a temperature of 90 at Enid, 90 at Gage, and 81 at Garden City. Under sunny skies, Winfield reported 95, Alpha reported 91, and Woodward reported 88. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 91 at Wichita, and 84 at Hayes. At Great Bend, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 87. At Russell, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 91.